Such is the meaning of hung with purple. A clear reference to this is found in the Divine Canticle, for there it is said that the couch or bed Solomon made for himself was of wood from Lebanon, and that the columns were of silver, the seat of gold, and the hanging purple. And it is said that he put order in all by means of charity. Canticle 3:9-10. The virtues and endowments signified by the wood from Lebanon and the silver columns, and which God places in the soul, have their couch and reclining place made of gold. For as we have said, the seat of the virtues is love, and by love they are conserved, and all of them are put in order and exercised by means of the charity of both God and the soul. She also says of this bed, built up in peace. Here she lists the fourth excellence of this bed, which is dependent upon the third. The third was perfect love, and from perfect love, whose property, as St. John says, is cast out all fear, stems perfect peace of soul, the fourth characteristic of this bed. For a greater understanding of this, it should be known that each of the virtues is of itself peaceful, meek, and strong, consequently produces in the soul these three effects: peace, meekness, and fortitude. And because this bed is in flower, made from the flowers of virtues, and all these virtues are peaceful, meek, and strong, the bed itself is built up in peace, and the soul peaceful, meek, and strong. These are three properties against which no war can be waged, neither by the world, nor by the devil, nor by the flesh. And the virtues keep the soul so tranquil and safe that to her it seems she is built up in peace. Besides what has already been said, she adds the fifth property of this bed in flower, and crowned with 1,000 shields of gold. These shields are the virtues and gifts. Even though these virtues and gifts, as we said, are the flowers of this bed, they also serve as the soul's crown and her reward for having struggled to acquire them. Not only this, but they also have a defensive value, like strong shields against the vices which were conquered through the practice of virtue. As a result, the bride's bed in flower is crowned with them as her reward, and protected by them as by a shield. She states that they are gold in order to designate the high value of the virtues. The bride made this same assertion in other terms in the canticle. Behold that 60 strong men of the strongest in Israel surround the bed of Solomon, each with a sword at his thigh in defense against the fears of night. Canticle 3:7-8. She asserts that there are 1,000 to denote the multitude of virtues, graces, and gifts with which God endows the soul in this state. To signify the vast number of the bride's virtues, the same term was used in the canticle. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, which is built with defenses. 1,000 shields hang from it, and all the armor of the strong men. Canticle 4:4. Stanza 25. Introduction. The soul that has reached this state of perfection is not content with extolling and praising the excellences of her beloved, the Son of God, nor of telling in song and rendering thanks for the favors she receives from him and the delights she enjoys in him. For she makes reference also to those he bestows in other souls. In this blessed union of love, she is aware of both, in praising and thanking him for the favors that he grants to other souls. She recites this stanza: following your footprints, maidens run along the way, the touch of a spark, the spiced wine, cause flowings in them from the balsam of God. Commentary. In this stanza, the bride praises the beloved for the three favors devout souls receive from him, which animate them further and raise them to the love of God. Because she herself has experience of them in this state, she mentions them here. The first, she says, is the sweetness that he gives them, which is so efficacious that it makes them run along the road of true perfection. The second is a visit of love, by which he suddenly inflames them in love. The third is abundance of charity, which he infuses in them, and by which he so inebriates them that he causes the spirit, as in the visit of love, to be elevated and to burst forth in praise and delightful affections of love before God. Thus she says, following your footprints. A man's footprints are the traces by which we can track him. God's sweetness and knowledge given to the soul seeking him is a trace by which she goes on knowing and searching for him. Yet the soul says to the word, her bridegroom, following your footprints after the trace of your sweetness, which you infuse and leave impressed on them, and the fragrance which flows from you. Maidens run along the way. This means that the devout souls run along by the youthful strength received from the sweetness of your footprints, that is, run from place to place and in many ways. This is the meaning of run along. Each runs along according to the way and kind of spirit and state God gives, with many differences of spiritual practices and works. They run along the way of eternal life, the way of evangelical perfection, by which they encounter the beloved in union of love after their spirit has been stripped of all things. The sweetness and trace of himself, which God leaves in the soul, greatly lightens her and makes her run after him. For then the soul does very little or nothing of her own in order to advance on this road. Rather, she is moved and attracted by the divine footprint, not only to go out, but even to run along this road in many ways, as we have said. The bride in the canticle sought this divine attraction from the bridegroom, saying, draw me, and we shall run after you in the order of your anointments. Canticle 1:3. And after he gave her this divine order, she says, we run in the order of your anointments. The maidens have loved you exceedingly. And David says, I have run the way of your commandments when you enlarged my heart. Psalm 118. The touch of a spark, the spiced wine, cause flowing in me from the balsam of God. Commenting on this first two verses, we have explained that souls following his footprints run along the way by external practices and works. And now in these three verses,